Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
She got the way to move me, cherry. She got the way to groove me.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond.
We got my Neil Diamond over here. Just trying to come up with something. Yeah. Oh my God. How your buddy been, mate?
Oh, pretty good that I'm sitting across the room from you, big boy.
We made a revelation. We made a serious revelation.
Did we?
This episode, see where I'm going with this.
Oh, no, I already see where you're going
with this. Episode 70.
Big 7-0.
Yeah, cool. No one gives a fuck. Because last episode was episode 69. We didn't realize because we did Human Centipede for episode 69 on purpose.
Yeah.
And then only just now have we realized we didn't reference that.
No, not at all.
At all.
That was going to be one of my talking points going into that episode as well. Completely forgot about it.
That was our biggest moment of gold.
That was pure gold, and we can't get that back.
And the fact we didn't do that,
the fact that we missed it,
we'll never reach Joe Rogan status.
No,
we never will.
We've actually sunk to the deepest depths possible. You may not see another podcast from us.
No,
from
you won't. Point.
No, yeah, we're finished. We're done. We have given up. This is the last podcast of Butts to Nuts.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. We watched Saving Silverman, and that is it.
That's the perfect movie to end on, honestly. I think there's no better movie than this to end on.
No, I did genuinely have no idea that that's what we did.
Yeah.
And it makes me very sad
It was such wasted potential.
I know.
Oh, even though it's such a cheap joke, but it's such us. It's just so us because we're just cheap.
Technically, they're not 69ing, though. Human Centipede.
But there is oral.
There is oral.
In a sense.
At the back end. So it's kind of, I mean, not that 69ing is eating.
They're eating
ass.
Out each other's ass.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if that was 69ing, if you're just both just chomping on the date.
Yeah.
That would be funny ass. Anyway, missed opportunity. And
yeah.
I think we wanted to formally apologize to the audience because they know our lowbrow humor. And that probably was a golden opportunity that we'll never get again.
We could have been in the gutter with that one, but no, we just had a regular mundane podcast.
That's like Haley's Comet coming across and me taking a shit and missing it
next
as Haley's Comet comes out.
What's the next big number? I mean, I guess the next big number. Oh, we've already gone past 50. I guess the next big number is 88, Two Fat Ladies.
Oh, true. I was going to say 420, but yeah, 88,
oh,
Two Fat Ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we should do a Queen song. We'll pick a movie with fat bottom girls in it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
fantastic.
488. Mark our words, we will remember that.
88, Big Mama's House.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a great idea.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't want to do them all in a row.
No. They'll be too taxing for the brain.
We should get a guest. We're going to get Joe Rogan for
Big Mama's House on episode 88. Watch out. Blowing the roof off this place.
Mm.
It's going to be unbelievable. Speaking of blowing the roof off places, more so caving the car roof into itself. I almost slipped with that.
I was going to say we're going to dress up as Two Fat Ladies for podcast 88. But no, go keep going on your epic segue.
Introducing the movie that we watched today, a early 2000s comedy, Saving Silverman. Picked by you.
No, I already said it.
Oh, you did already say it.
Yeah. No, that was good though.
No,
that
but we
really
needed
good.
An introduction to it.
Though. No, I think the audience would really appreciate that.
Thanks.
They would really appreciate that. No, we did need an introduction.
We watched that movie.
I thought after watching people eat ass for a good hour and a half, we needed a bit of a laugh.
Yeah,
we needed something
you're
different.
Right. You're
because
right.
This month that we're releasing this, is this October that we're releasing this?
We are.
Okay. It's Happy Halloween. October, everybody.
Yeah.
Is this our Halloween movie?
Wait. No. I'm pretty sure Human Centipede will be a Halloween movie.
Yeah, maybe this is November. Happy November, everybody.
When is Halloween?
Not November.
It's in October.
It's not November.
It's definitely October.
No, it's the 31st of October.
So it's right at the end.
Mm.
Yeah, this could be our Halloween movie, Saving Silverman. Do you want me to look on the calendar right now?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. Tell me the synopsis of Saving Silverman.
I absolutely will. Wayne and JD try to save their best friend Darren from getting married to Judith, a mean woman. They plan to kidnap Judith and meanwhile set up Darren with Sandy, his ex-girlfriend. What a basic but straight to the point synopsis from Google right there.
Good, yeah. We've had some dodgy ones recently.
Oh, man. Okay, credit to Malcolm. Shout out Malcolm onto the podcast, but he's given me an idea. I'm going to start doing it as well.
Okay.
I'm going to start writing the synopses myself.
Oh, yeah, that's probably that's probably way better.
They're going to be cooked. They're not going to make any sense because I'm writing them and nothing that I write makes any sense.
But can I...
But I think it's a fantastic idea. We need to shout Malcolm out hardcore.
Yeah, shout out Malcolm.
Yeah, yep.
Honestly.
Big shout out.
Yeah.
Number one fan of Butts and Nuts podcast.
He is.
Well.
Yep. Especially on Instagram where we're not getting as much nuts. So, I mean, maybe in October or November. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. Please, continue.
I was just going to say there's been some bad synopsis.
I think it's synopses is plural.
I don't know. But there's been some bad descriptions of movies lately.
Synopi.
Yeah, whatever. It's been some bad ones.
Some absolute stinkers.
That is, I think that's from Malcolm and all the fans, all five of them, that you you do need to step up your game.
Yeah.
And, speaking of stepping up game, ever since Adam Jones.
Yes.
Ex guest on the podcast.
No, not ex-guest. First featurette on the new reboot, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Watch this space. Ever since?
Well, ever since he came on in his episode, go watch it, it's amazing.
So good.
He went on and on and on with epic trivia. That makes it sound like it was boring.
You're just like pure slander to everybody today.
Fuck Adam. No, Adam did the most research that anyone's ever done on this podcast.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like kind of like, oh, shit.
It made you feel inadequate and small. Yeah.
Yeah, like a little puny boy, like a little silverman.
No, you just brought the big brain, and that's exactly what we need. So has that spurred you on to pick up your game?
Yeah, so I feel like I've been doing better at the research. And I just want, before we get into this review, to encourage everybody, that after this, we should link it in the description down below. Yeah. I will try and remember this.
Okay.
To watch the interview of Jack Black talking about this movie. It's only got 2,500 views on it.
Oh, wow.
And he is fucking barbecued out of his mind. He is so stoned. It is the funniest interview I have seen.
Holy shit.
It's just like him trying to describe the movie. He's like, yeah, man, I guess like this shit happens sometimes, but like, I guess the movie's a little crazy.
What the fuck?
And his eyes, he doesn't blink.
He doesn't blink.
It's like it's Clockwork Orange the whole time. He's full open, ready to see.
What the fuck?
The best interview I've ever seen.
I'm immediately after this podcast, I'm going and watching that interview. You've fully convinced me.
I will make it my promise that I'll put it in the description.
Please do.
It is too good.
Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic.
Anyway.
Yes.
Enough waffle, enough ramble.
Sorry, do I have a booger hanging out of my nose?
No, you don't.
It really feels like I have a booger hanging out
of my
nose.
You want to give it a nice little scratch or are you good?
I think it's good.
It's good. Look.
The overall plot and just the overall movie, I just want to say it knows what it wants to be. It doesn't try to pretend to be anything that it's not. It's just a comedy movie. This is comedy through and through.
Yes.
Regardless of what your taste in comedy is like, because obviously this is very much directed towards that. Definitely the American style of humor, the goofy sort of like, woo, over the top sort of thing. It's, you know, directed towards that. But it stands on its two feet. It knows exactly what it wants to be. It's not that complex by any means, but it benefits from that.
It doesn't have to be, though.
It doesn't have to be. For this type of movie, this is the sort of thing that, you know, you watch with a group of mates and stuff like that and, like, have a couple of drinks and just go, yeah, this is cool. This is good fun.
You have to watch this with other people. You cannot watch this by yourself.
You can, but it's just, it benefits from that. It's one of those sorts of movies where, you know, the laughter's going to be way more contagious if you're feeding off each other.
My worry is if you watch this by yourself, you're going to start picking it apart logically.
Luckily
we watched it together.
Yeah.
And I think that was the best decision because our scores, I reckon, would be way lower if it was like by ourselves.
Honestly, I completely agree with you as well. But the thing is that this movie, in comparison to, and I'm going to put a bit more Weekend at Bernie slander on here.
This guy.
But it's so far out of the logic pool in this movie that it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's just off the wall. Like, you have a fucking raccoon wake up from getting paralyzed with a tranquilizer dart, start attacking
Steve Zahn.
Yeah,
Wayne in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. Or you have like an exterminator truck back through an entire concrete wall and break the guys out of jail. Like, it's so stupid. Yeah,
and then they never get arrested again or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so good.
Yeah, so it's just a goofy movie, man.
Yeah, I think if you take this movie seriously, you're watching it all wrong.
Of course.
You have
to. Who would be taking this movie seriously, though? That's a genuine question.
Cynics.
Ah, okay.
Cynics and haters.
Yeah, I guess so.
There are... look.
No, you're right, because I did have a look back on some scenes, especially a couple of Jack Black ones, and just looking through the YouTube comments and people like... people just like complaining and having a whinge.
Yeah, this is definitely prone to that.
Of course.
People will complain. I mean, it's just that early 2000s awesome. Like, it's got that style to it. And I love that style. I really do.
I mean, all these actors are coming off the back of some great movies. I mean, really, more Steve Zahn. This is like his kind of whipper sort of like get in there sort of movie. Like, this is a big one for him. I think he had another one with Tom Hanks, though, a couple of movies ago in the 90s, or that could have been after. I'm not too sure.
Right, yeah.
But we have Jack Black coming off the back of High Fidelity, which was his kind of, not his debut movie, but like his first major role in a blockbuster.
Mm.
And you also have, what's his name, Biggs?
Biggsy. Someone Biggs.
Jason Biggs.
Jason Biggs. I was going to say Johnny Biggs. JB.
Yeah, JB. Coming off the back of American Pie, you know? He was the star of that movie. That was 1999.
Where did Jason Biggs go?
Jason Biggs go?
He did a few movies.
He's over there.
Oh, my God. It's Jason Biggs.
Holy shit.
No, we fooled you.
No.
He's
dead.
He might be dead because I haven't seen
him. I shouldn't say that because if he dies by the time this podcast comes out, that's
going to be
really
awkward.
Well,
maybe it's October or November. We don't know.
Fuck.
God, we should have checked our calendar.
This is not good.
Oh, God, Jason Biggs.
Just in case, RIP Jason Biggs. Condolences to his family.
I know. What a heartthrob.
Yeah, where did he go?
I don't know. I did actually... did do a bit of Adam Jones research.
Please, do you have? Or are you going to say
he's
that
just
for
done
two?
Shitty movies since? Like,
yeah, it makes sense.
He hasn't. He did American Reunion,
yeah,
in 2010. That was probably his biggest film.
Was that
since.
How late ago it was? I thought American Reunion was like closer to
maybe
present.
2013. I don't know. I did research, but I didn't do that much. God,
not paying any attention to the dates. Pretty
look,
much.
I didn't expect follow up questions. I expected results. Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough.
He did shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck him. He's fine.
But basically, he just fell off the wagon like a lot of early 2000s.
I think he got
typecast.
That's what happened.
Oh, that happened to Stifler as well. See, that's the thing. I don't even know his name. I just know him as Stifler.
Yeah, true.
He was in the reboot of Dukes of Hazzard, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But again,
it's nothing like, compared to American Pie.
The who plays Judy in this? She hasn't done really much since either.
I don't know.
Saving Silverman.
I actually only know her as Judith. That's all I wrote her down as.
Amanda Pete. Yeah, well, she hasn't done much since either.
Yeah.
Basically, Steve Zahn's still kicking.
Yeah.
And Jack Black are doing... I mean, they're all. Some of them are still doing movies, but...
obviously, Jack Black is the most successful out of all of them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I still see Steve Zahn pop
he
up now.
He pops
up
here and there. He was in Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah. He's done shit since then. Nothing screaming to me.
Yeah. Honestly, I want to say... okay. Who do you think was the acting MVP of this movie?
Look, I want to give it to Jack Black. I do, because he was so good in this.
He was very good.
I reckon Steve's aren't.
Yes. I'm going to handshake you on that.
I wrote in my notes that.
Sorry, that was a bit of a long handshake.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes. No, Steve. No, I would shit you not, verbatim. Steve Zahn, MVP.
No fucking way.
I wrote that.
Are you serious?
Look at this. Steve Zahn was definitely the MVP right there. Right there.
Wait.
That's what
wait,
I wrote.
Wait.
Steve Zahn was pretty great, and I think he shined as the MVP character was. Yeah, you said it a bit long.
We don't sync up when we're writing notes. This
you're
is completely
verbose, but anyway.
I was a bit verbose, yes.
How do you rate this as a concept of a movie?
I thought it was a great concept.
I loved it.
Good fun.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Kept you entertained the entire time. There wasn't a point in this movie where I felt bored. There were maybe a few moments where I felt like the comedy just quite didn't land a few times.
Like?
I would probably say the chicken soup scene. Like, it didn't click with me.
What, when they've kidnapped Judy and he's giving her the food?
No, that was funny.
That was a good scene.
I like that. It was more the scene when they were going through what they were all doing at high school and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that whole scene as a whole was good, but just Jack Black's part, unfortunately, in the chicken suit just didn't really land. Or I would say I think there was a few moments where maybe the editing could have been a little tired to help the joke punch a little bit more.
Yeah.
But that's very minute. Most of it, though, 90% of it was like it kept you rolling and it was a good, great concept for
it. It was good. There was laughs throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
I think for me, when it started waning a little bit,
yeah,
was, okay, so they've kidnapped Judy. Mm-hmm. We'll get into all the methods they go into to try and break Silverman and Judy up.
Yeah.
They kidnap Judy, she escapes, and then they re-kidnap her.
Yeah.
And I think there was a few story beats after that were quite similar.
That's
for example,
a bit samey, yeah.
Her trying to talk to Wayne and, like, seduce him, but it was kind of similar to her, like, making Jack Black realize he was gay, like her just using her psychology.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Darren and Sandy, the other, you know, the other lady who's a nun, which was funny. Them like umming and ahhing whether they love each other or not, sort of thing. It was good.
There's a few scenes that repeated twice,
but it was like, it got to a point at that sort of last quarter where a few jokes had already been done, and then they like redid them again. You're like, okay, that's all right, we're running out of things to do.
That's right. I feel like this movie could have been at least maybe like 20 minutes shorter.
Really?
It could have benefited from
a 70 minute movie.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, maybe not 20 minutes, maybe just knock 10 minutes off it, think. Just on that repetitiveness about it, maybe condense those things together, make it a bit tighter.
I don't think they knew how to end this movie.
No.
I think they had the joke and it was so good up until like the... Not that I didn't like the end scene.
Of course.
I love the end scene.
End scene is hilarious.
But I mean, just wrapping it all up, they kind of like...
Quickly rush it here. Kind of just finish it. Because everyone just gets married to each other and it's like, it's a big happy ending, blah, blah, blah. Okay, say goodbye.
Yes. Yeah.
And let's listen to some Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Which, not complaining. But it's a big wrap up dance scene. It's easy to do for these comedies and stuff. And
it's
been done over and over and over again. And this is kind of like early when this trait was starting to happen.
Yes. Yeah.
So it wasn't totally unoriginal, but.
So we got...
It was quick. It was a quick wrap-up at the end.
We got Jack Black and Steve Zahn.
Yes.
They're the two friends. Originally, it's a trio with Jason Biggs. Where's Jason Biggs?
Yes.
And Jason Biggs is all down saying, oh, I have no woman. Next Steve Zahn is the ultimate wingman.
He is, man.
Oh, we got to talk about that scene.
Unbelievable. Are we talking about the mime scene specifically? Or are you which scene are you talking about?
I was talking about at the bar when Steve Zahn's an absolute legend.
Okay,
the wingman's up.
Post the mime scene. Yeah, he wingman's up, but we got to talk about the conversation where it goes, I'm never going to find the right girl. Dude, you don't want a chick who would fuck a mime. Dude, this is JD now. What does a mime look like when he's having sex anyways? He's probably just like, I'm a mime, I'm a mime. That whole scene, oh man.
So good.
That is iconic.
Steve Zahn walking over to when we first see Judith.
Yep.
And she's just like, fuck off. And he's like, yeah, yeah, I know. She's totally into you, bro. Go over and chat to her. Like,
it was great. And just, I love Steve's face.
Yeah.
He's just, his eyes are like this all the time.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, man, just go get her. Yeah. Just go get her. That's great.
Then we have a cameo, of course, from Kyle Gass.
Yeah. So Tenacious D were in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is, so without Tenacious D, they wouldn't have the couple that is Darren and Judy.
No.
So that was great.
So the D strikes again.
Yes.
Yes. Also, we got to mention as well, this is pretty fresh off the press with, well, I mean, well, by the time this comes out, it's old news, but Tenacious D pretty much breaking up and getting back together in recent news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thought we'd talk about Hawk Tour.
No.
Yeah, no. The best podcast of all time.
Best podcast of all time.
I wonder if it's still kicking in October or November, whenever this podcast comes out.
Cinema.
God, man, she's just the best, isn't she?
But more traction than we're getting, let's just say.
Yeah, I know, because she's done something.
She's done something.
She's actually talented. We need to be more like that, man. Spit on that thing.
Straight interviews.
Oh, that's what we need. We should.
Hold on. I thought that was a genuine idea there.
Neil Diamond stuff.
Okay, all right. Hands down. My favorite character in this movie is Neil Diamond.
Yes, but he's more than a character. He is the story.
He is the story. He's like 40% of the story is about Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
I mean,
we have like the restraining order thing where the guys were like, oh yeah, Neil Diamond and blah, blah, blah. And Jack Black jumps over the barrier. Oh,
that's right, yeah.
And tries to get him and the security guard's like,
ah! Starts hugging him. Yeah.
I'm gonna party with you, Neil Diamond.
Their band at the start where it's...
Diamonds in the Rough?
Diamonds in the Rough. That is such a good cover name.
Oh, that whole scene. Okay, now we're talking about my favorite scene.
Yes.
Is just the first time we see Diamonds in the Rough.
Yeah, where that's the intro scene where it's like, yeah, we're all good friends, but the thing we love the most is Neil Diamond. It's like, yeah, we have our cover band. And then them in their sparkly shirts with the fucking long wigs.
Oh, it's so good.
I love it, man.
And you got Jason Biggs and he's like looking at the chick and he's going, dun, 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 on the keyboard. And it's just so, he's like, hey.
So good.
That whole scene just blew me away.
And then...
Unstoppable.
The second part of Diamonds in the Rough when...
Oh, there's that Vegeet.
The Indian dude, yeah, Vegeet's in there.
He's like, hey, baby, yo!
Oh, Jack Black and Steve Zahn are just like having a full conversation whilst playing the guitars.
Yeah, what are they saying? They were like...
I don't know what they're saying.
Oh, man, She's ruining his life, man. She made him get butt implants.
Yes. Just the whole Neil Diamond stuff in this is so good.
Yeah,
and the fact that he actually showed.
He cameoed at the end. All right, before we get into that, though, the memorabilia and Wayne or Steve Zahn taking Judith through their house.
Yes, yeah.
And just like saying, look at this, we have Neil Diamond's jacket that we stole from after a show. Yeah. She's like, you're a bunch of psychopaths.
Yes.
So good, man.
Oh, God. And then, of course, he cameos at the end where they kidnap Neil Diamond and then he's just completely on board with the plan.
That's the most absurd thing, but I love it. And he just appears at the end wedding scene just like, oh, yeah.
The best part is when they've kidnapped Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
And then he's like, are you the weirdos who have been like sending all those naked pictures? And Jack Black's like, ah, oh, shit about that. I mean, Jack Black's just suddenly gay in this movie as well.
She made me find out that I was gay.
Love it.
Oh, it's great.
My big question to you is, of course, the whole premise of this movie is that Darren's a bit of like a bitch.
Yes.
Judy sees that he's a bitch.
Yep.
And then ends up just making him her bitch. And then she's like, yeah, I want to control this dude, marry him, and just make him like my puppet. She said she was his puppet master or whatever.
No, she was the puppet master. He was the puppet. Yeah.
Yeah, she was his puppet master. That's what I just said.
Oh, yeah. Continue. Sorry.
This guy here. Mate, you're going to be like Jason Biggs and out of here.
My brain just went dyslexic there for a second.
Clearly. Anyway.
Yes.
She's She's a bossy bitch.
Yeah. And she plays her very well as well.
She does. She does. Good acting. Good acting.
And, you know, I got to say as well, like, it didn't... Her character didn't make me... I didn't hate her, but, like, I just was like, ah!
Mm.
But it was played in a really comedic way where it bounced off the other characters super well, because there were, especially Wayne and JD, they were so dumb. It was, like, Dumb and Dumber almost.
Yes, it was.
So her, like... intellect level ahead of them was like a nice sort of push and shove, and they were like so stupidly obsessed with trying to get rid of her that it made that for this really nice I don't know, pushback sort of thing.
Would you let Judy boss you around, you reckon?
any day
you'd let her step on your balls? Is that what you're saying?
I'd buy her some Arby's.
You're a cuck.
No, I would not.
You're a cuck.
I'm a Sandy man through and through.
A Sandy man?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, no. Yeah. I just thought you liked to roll around in the sand, just get that shit like in the crevices and that.
Mate, you know me. Man of the ocean.
Some people hate that shit. You just love it. Just rubbing sand in your gooch.
all of the characters were like really hyper accentuated versions of what they were at their core, sort of thing. Like Sandy was just like the, you know, the sort of ditzy, like, just like, oh yeah, whatever, nice chick sort of thing. But she was so
sexist,
over the top, like, ridiculously nice. She would just go, oh, okay, whatever, and stuff like that. And it really played into the weirdness of the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I liked. And obviously Darren and Sandy, they're a perfect match because they're fucking strange.
So you wouldn't let Judy step on your balls?
No, I would not.
Mm,
but I'd buy her Arby's, though.
I don't believe that. Do you think she could manipulate you? If you had her kidnapped in your basement...
She's a psychologist. Of course she could have.
You reckon?
Yeah, but not... Only if food was involved.
Right, okay. Yeah. She's not making you realize you're gay.
No, she's not.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, just had to double check. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just had to double check.
Yeah, that's fine.
There are a lot of methods that they use to try and save Silverman. The title
Yes. So, Silverman saving methods, are you going to call that?
I'm calling this next segment.
I see our segments at the moment. We're just full on, aren't we?
Saving Silverman methods?
Talk about repeating jokes over here, am I right?
So, one of the good methods that they use is offering up Wayne's grandma's house.
It's like, I will give you my house. My dead grandma, she's buried. That detail could have been spared.
Yeah.
Could have been absolutely spared.
She's in the backyard. You can have JD with it as well.
I'll throw JD in. Oh, yeah. In this picture, my dad let go and he's getting dropped mid-air. This baby head first into the ground. That whole scene was just fucked. Was that in the office scene?
That was the first thing they did to try and save their friends, was offered up their house, like,
and throw in the friend as well.
Yeah,
crazy.
So then they would have lost JD.
Yeah.
Then they did the arm wrestle right after that.
So that was in the office then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I'd say that was a different method. It was like, if I beat you in an arm wrestle, then you have to leave our friend.
Oh, can we forgot to mention as well that they paid for that session to speak to her in her office as well.
Oh, yeah, she's like, true.
You have to pay for my time. And then they just get all their coins and like a Neil Diamond little figurine out and throw it on the table.
And a clothes peg. Yeah,
she fucking takes the clothes peg. It's so crazy.
Probably
bro.
Uses it on Darren later.
Oh, yeah. But,
well, I'm just saying, he probably, I don't know.
I mean, he did have the nipple clamps on.
Well, that's
the,
what the I was stickers. Thinking. Yeah.
But the end of that scene, though, when he loses the arm wrestle and he's like, fine, and like grabs the lamp and twists it the other way.
Yes.
As the last fuck you leaving the office.
That is one of the most underrated scenes in this entire movie.
That scene alone is why Steve Zahn is the MVP of this movie.
Yes, yeah.
Besides Neil Diamond.
But like Neil Diamond's more of a cameo, you know?
Yeah, talking from an acting standpoint.
Mm. Then, of course, they create the fake photos of Darren with the prostitutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good.
I love that. Yeah. Excuse me.
And she rips off his arm. Oh, not his arm, but his...
rips off his arm.
It's
insane, man. You wouldn't mess with Judy. You would not mess with Judy.
Honestly, this whole thing is just a love story between... between Wayne and Judy.
You're going to call him Steve again.
I was going to call him Steve because we're praising him as an actor.
Oh, I know. God, he's just such so a Steve Zahn.
Such a stud, man.
They ambush the engagement party.
Yeah.
That's another method that they use.
I love that. It's like, these are Darren's new friends. Like, fucking hell, they're not.
Yeah. Where are his friends?
Where are his friends? Just goes in there and just starts absolutely hassling them.
So they use those four methods, and then they decide the next best step is to kidnap Judy.
It's like from one extreme to the next.
Yeah.
The whole kidnap scene is very good as well.
Yes, yeah. I mean, let's talk about that quickly.
Okay.
Whether or not got Steve Zahn's got the camo on and Jack Black with the stocking, is it? Or fishnet?
It's like a fishnet or a stocking or something.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack Black, when they're on the walkie-talkies and stuff, yes. And they're like, oh, hey, where are you? He's like, yeah, I'm just checking the closet downstairs. He's just eating spaghetti out of their fridge.
Yes. Or he keeps making the walkie-talkie noise, the... You don't have to make the noise, dude.
Just like little stupid nuances like that just kind of gets this movie to the next level.
That's what I was saying. Shit like that, when you're watching it by yourself, doesn't hit as hard as when you're with, like, your mates.
It doesn't, no. I would say that it would be... The movie would feel overrated if you're just watching it yourself, but underrated if you're watching it with friends, and especially in a larger group of friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially when you go, that's fucking stupid, and you have a laugh about it.
And get rid of that one friend who's all about logic. Just beat him up in a corner.
Just...
Like, to a pulp, and then whilst he's all crippled, you watch the movie, and then he's trying to, like, say, this movie's shit.
And but he can't because he's got blood in his lungs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's going to die. That's what you want.
Straight to the emergency room after
That's how we watched it. Jason Biggs is in the corner right now.
He is dead.
Yeah.
We killed Jason Biggs.
We did.
What if he gets murdered? And...
Well, as long as it's not in October or November, we're fine.
If it's any... time, but that could still incriminate us.
How? It's not our fault.
Investigations go for longer than that. It doesn't just stop in a month when somebody dies, and then it keeps continuing if they can't figure it out.
He comes to Australia, then mysteriously dies in October or November.
Fuck.
Well, we said that same about Drake at one point.
True, and he's still alive.
He's still kicking, so, yeah. You know.
What if Drake dies at the same time as Jason Biggs?
Well, now we can't do two in one episode, Scott. Now we're really, like, tightening the
one news. Each.
One each. Yeah, okay. I'll take Jason.
Champagne Puppy and I'll
take Jason. No, I don't want to kill Drake. I watched the, what is it?
He was already
he
was already killed by Kendrick anyways.
Ooh. Shav, you don't know about the beef. Fake fan.
Love beef. It's my favorite meat.
It's my favorite TV show. Then they also try and set Darren up with Sandy. This is more methods of saving Silverman.
Methods, yeah, yeah. Oh, the whole thing of, like, trying to get Sandy just randomly popping back into town and just like, yeah, I'm a nun now.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the nun training when she's doing bench presses and they're just talking about shit?
I did like that.
I like that. Respect. Respect to the, what do you call, like, the head of the nunning?
Oh, yeah.
Like a mother or something?
Big nun. Big N.
Big N.
Yeah, yeah. The nun.
The nun.
Yeah.
Sponsored by nun.
It's a shame that she can't fall in love again.
Damn.
I'd be right at her doorstep.
She was under oath.
Yeah. Beautiful queen. My girl. I tell you what. And then the last method they use to save Silverman is they kidnap Neil Diamond and get him to perform at the wedding.
And at the end of the day, it was Neil Diamond that came in clutch.
It was.
And saved the story. Without him, it would have been a heartbreak. It would have been a tragedy, not a comedy.
Mm.
And yeah. So we, I loved his, like, righteous speech. He's like, I write love songs, but this is the first time I can actually do something with my skills.
Yes. Love that shit.
So good.
Yeah. You got anything else for me?
We talked about his butt implants. We got to talk about the coach, R.I.P. Ali Ermi.
Ozzy passed away.
Yeah, he passed away in 2018, which is very sad.
Big eyebrows.
I got some trivia for you.
Oh!
Which, the only reason you don't know this is because you haven't seen this movie yet.
Okay.
This doesn't spoil it. But he is the sergeant in Full Metal Jacket.
Really?
Essentially has played the same character his entire, well, late acting career from the 80s to now.
Yep.
Well, not to now because he's dead. But
yeah. Oh, he's in the corner.
Till 2018.
Jason Biggs.
It's Jason Biggs. And Ali Ermey. Yeah, so he... Oh, man, his character
was...
Did
you say his name correct?
That's what it says here. Ali Ermey.
No, no. Okay.
We have been saying people's names wrong.
No, I just wanted to make you feel uncomfortable, that's all.
Okay, so in the Saltburn episode, we kept saying Barry Keoghan. It's Barry Keoghan. I was wrong. Ben was right.
Yeah.
I'll own up to that.
All right. I'll own up. It's all good. Yeah. Accountability.
Yeah, that's... That's the theme of the day is accountability, isn't it?
Anyway.
Anyways, I really enjoyed every scene that Ali was in. Specifically the one where he throws the post with the flag on it yeah. And he kills the referee. He's like, well, that's not good.
Yeah. Oh, he's so unhinged. He's just like, we got to kill her. We got to kill her.
Yeah, we got to kill her. You got to off her.
Goes downstairs to kill Judy just because he's just shitting their lawn, not their yawn.
That whole scene, he's like, I can trust you boys. Now I need to take a dump. And they're like, oh, your water's not working. You can use the lawn. He's like, okay. Starts just shitting.
Cinephiles would hate this movie.
Oh, man.
They would be like, this is so dumb and just, oh. This is just not right.
Stupid. This is not my type of movie.
See, we can watch Poor Things and see the good in that, and we can watch Saving Silverman and see the good in that.
That's right.
You
yeah.
gotta be someone who can take a good joke, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway,
yeah.
Jack Black's gay.
Oh, and so is Coach. The coach is also gay. He's like,
yeah.
I'm gay. And he's like, I'm gay too. And they end up getting married.
That's right. Yeah. God.
That's insane.
Look, there's not heaps more to say, but what we haven't covered is Darren bitch moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a twink in this, isn't he?
Now, I call this the Darren bitch boy segment.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, he does play... Biggsy does play a bit of a bitch boy in every movie he's been in that I've seen.
Mm.
I mean, that's basically every American Pie in this movie is what I've seen of
his. He's typecast.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, run me through some bitch moments.
That's all right, I thought you were going to tell me some. But when he's forced to eat a virgin, which is fine.
Oh,
you gotta
of course.
That's not a bitch moment,
no,
whatever.
It's just democracy, you know what?
That's not the bitch moment. You didn't let me finish.
No, I know what the bitch moment is.
Because he didn't get to finish. Because then she just throws a porno mag at him and is like, all right, now you can do yourself.
And he's just like...
And you're like, what?
And in the car, when they're... Vegeta...
sorry for you doing that.
Context, the scene when...
Bruce jorking it.
Diamonds of the Rough are playing and it's Vegeta singing Neil Diamond. And the boys are like having a conversation. The scene beforehand is them talking in the car, Darren and Judith.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to take away your masturbation privileges.
Yes. Yeah. No sex, no masturbation.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
How does she even police that, I wonder? Oh.
She's Judith.
Chastity. Chastity. Isn't that like where you put like the cage?
That's a chastity belt.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought they could put like a cage on it.
Yeah, that's a chastity belt.
That's wrong. Fuck, humans have created some bad shit, man.
They create some bad shit.
Let that... You know what? I'm all for keeping those penises free. Let them breathe. Let those dicks breathe.
You know? Let them out.
That's our butts to nuts stand.
Let
I don't
want to
get
breathe.
Political. But
put that on a shirt.
Yeah, let your dick breathe. Don't put it in a cage.
Put it on a shirt.
As long as it's at night and... Fuck. No, don't put it on a shirt. That's Scott's words,
I'll
not mine.
I'll do that.
Next episode, Scott's going to have a dick on his shirt. And we are going to get our video taken down from YouTube. Her making him get butt implants.
Yeah.
That's a bitch moment.
Huge bitch moment. Her burning his Neil Diamond records. I will admit that made me furious.
Yeah.
If anyone ever did anything like that to me, I'd be like, I'm cross with you.
Well, I'll get them.
And then I'd shit on them. Or something heinous, I don't know. Hey. I might throw a rock at their car or something.
I haven't really seen mad. The last of me.
You haven't seen the last of me.
Whilst you're shitting on them.
Performs like a satanic ritual in their room or something, I don't know.
I hate when that happens, bro.
It's super absurd.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, there was another bitch moment, surely, when he got her the necklace and he's like, she's like, oh yeah, thanks, and just puts it on the shelf and doesn't even look at it.
Oh yeah, and he bought it for their 6-week anniversary, so
yeah. Darren. Man was desperate for getting down and dirty though. It was 6 weeks that they were seeing each other consistently, living together.
Yeah, shit moved quick in this movie. Again, don't look at it logically.
No.
It's just not, it's not fun. It's not a good movie if you look at it logically.
No.
Got any more points? I'm basically, I don't have much more.
I'm done and dusted, but I can say, overall, very solid comedy. Just keeps it consistently laughing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not the strongest plot in the world, but it fits. It does what it needs to do.
Yeah.
Maybe another negative, not to end it on a negative, but the basic music score that was just played in the action moments and stuff like that, I didn't like that.
Just the typical 2000s guitar.
I thought that was just, it was just cheesy and bleh sort of thing. I don't know, it got annoying for me, but every time Neil Diamond was played, I was like, oh, give me more.
No, I agree. I think I'd say if we're going to end a little bit more negative, I've got two more questions actually. I've just seen like,
oh, yeah, goodness.
But
hit me with
before
them.
Before we get to that, yeah, I think for me, my biggest negative would say is they didn't find the way to wrap it up properly.
Yeah.
And by the end, there was a few repeat, like things that we'd already seen before where I'm like, oh, okay, look, it's not as funny the second time.
No.
Probably could have gone a different direction.
Mm. Yeah.
It was really funny how it properly ended, the Neil Diamond concert.
For sure.
And them all there. I love that shit. But also, like, it was just like, ah, oh, fuck, how do we end it? Yeah. Oh, we'll just make them all love each other or some shit. Like, it's just whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's fine.
No,
Could this movie get made today?
In some aspects, yes. But there was a lot of jokes in there that definitely feel like the time, like they date to the time. Like, they're very funny jokes, but studios wouldn't make a movie like this anymore.
I don't know. I disagree.
I feel like they could make it, but they wouldn't want to, sort of thing.
I think this movie's not really,
it's not
pushing the boundaries at all.
It's not really pushing it that much, but it's just, I think the style that it gives off, sort of thing, is not what a lot of studios want now.
I'm not talking about if it would happen. Oh, I'm just saying, could it happen? And I think, because, you know, people always go, oh, comedy was more like edgy and stuff back then. This would never get made today.
It's got some edgy things,
like,
but not that bad.
I think this would easily get made today.
Yeah.
And all the jokes would still fly. No one would give a fuck. Like, it's just fine.
It's just what it is. Well, I guess because
it's not offensive.
Yeah. Most of that sort of thing has traveled, like, most of, like, the edgy comedy and stuff has traveled to podcasts and other forms of media. It's kind of out of, like,
it's right here, baby.
Yeah, it's in independent works rather than studio works so much.
Right.
But yes, you're right. It could easily be made. It just wouldn't be released on Disney Plus. It would be like Amazon or something like that.
Yeah. Which I presume is like what Ricky Stenicki and shit. It's like,
I would love to watch that.
Yeah, we should.
A modern comedy that, you know, people say does push the boundaries. So
yeah,
a little bit.
And obviously, do you agree they needed to save their bro?
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
Without a doubt, that's the mission.
100%. I 100% agree as well. I think all the motives were correct.
Yeah.
And JD apparently has 3 testicles, so that's what I got to say.
Yeah, bigger plot point that should have been explored, I reckon.
Oh, no.
That's great. Wow, this has been very insightful.
It's been good.
I feel energized.
Usually in a... When people do podcast, like real podcasters, they don't reflect on the podcast mid-podcast.
Mid-podcast, yeah. Well, it's at the end of the podcast. I think you've done a great job, Ben.
Well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it's mainly because Jason Biggs has been in the corner motivating us the entire time.
I know. Thanks, yeah. Jason. And what's the other dude? R.L. Stein or some shit? What was the coach?
Ollie Ermey.
That's it, yeah.
But the letter of R, Lee Ermey.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. 2018.
Trivia?
Please.
Okay. According to Steve Zahn on an interview, the come on yeehaw, which they say in the fight scene against Judy when they're trying to kidnap her.
Yeah.
Was a line from the middle of a Neil Diamond performance.
That's great.
Neil asked about the line and he said, like, why are you guys saying this? And then Jack and Steve were like, man, you said it in the middle of your performance. Don't you remember? He's like, nah, man, I'd never say something like that. That's weird. So they pulled up the fucking performance and were like, see, you fucking said it. He's like, oh. Oh, yeah, I did say that shit, I guess.
Classic Diamond moment.
So they did the research. So that's a bit of fun.
I'm sure this movie is littered with Neil Diamond little jokes and
for sure.
Things like that in the script.
Yeah.
Just things that we're not picking up because obviously we're not listening to him all the time. But
No, I'm not I'm not against Neil Diamond. I just haven't...
I love Neil Diamond.
I like Neil Diamond as well.
I love Neil Diamond.
Yeah. I just haven't listened to as much of his stuff as you, probably.
She got the way to move me.
She got the way! Originally, this was in development with Warner Bros. They had financial issues with Village Roadshow, and Sony ended up picking it up. So, this was actually, Warner Bros. One, so fuck you, Warner Bros.
Yeah! Sony clutch for once.
Yeah, right?
Although, we have had some good stuff from Sony.
Yeah, like the PS5. That's one of them.
That's one of them.
Yeah. The coach's motto to his students, if you can dream it, you can do it, is actually a quote originally said by Walt Disney. So, he's a Disney fan himself.
He's a Disney fan.
Mm.
Yeah. That loves tackling and bashing people.
Killing referees.
Killing referees, yeah.
No.
That's great.
Letterbox time.
Oh, yes.
Ooh-wee. George Long says, I just love the stupid but fun vibe all these early 2000s movies have. Mm. This is no exception. 2.5 stars. Oh, he also said Steve and Jack Black make a good duo.
Yeah, they do make a really 100%. Good duo. Yeah, I think that's warranted.
Yeah,
that's
His score doesn't reflect his opinion, but no, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Sam says, Amanda Peet sexually eating Arby's, oh my fucking God, 5 stars.
Yeah.
I think he enjoyed it a bit too much, but yeah, that was a funny scene.
That was a funny scene, especially.
It was hot.
That whole scene was crazy.
I think I'd have the Steve reaction. I think she'd manipulate me like Steve.
I think you would too. Yeah. Yeah. You need someone that's chaotic in your life, I think.
I do.
Yeah.
I would...
To punch your tooth out.
I would love to be choked at a wedding and then just hook up.
Cut right there. That's it. That's it. That's finished. That's done. Last podcast of Butts to Nuts ever.
Yeah. Should have done it on episode 69. Barton Kimball says, I think everybody has a comedy they love, but they can't defend on any level. This movie is that for me.
Yeah, fair enough.
4 stars.
I can, yeah, that's it. It's like, you just love it so much, people can pick it to bits, but it's just great entertainment.
You just can't, yeah. It's comfort food, man.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect right there. Yeah. And comedy is subjective as well. Obviously, we've bashed the fuck out of some comedies before, and we will continue to do that.
100%.
But, you know, it's just what your taste is, doesn't matter, sort of thing.
This is something that no one gives a shit about, but for us, comedies are the hardest movies to talk about.
Oh, by far, man.
They are definitely the hardest because it's so subjective. It is so hard to...
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
It's hard to narrow down, whereas like you get like a thriller or something, you can really go, oh, no... You can concentrate on the plot and the acting and stuff like this, but comedy's in this loose pool of not really giving a fuck.
Exactly.
And depending how much of a fuck that you give at the time can influence your opinion of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hard just being like, that scene was funny. But, yeah. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this one and we didn't fucking faff too much. Probably did. Score time.
Okay, maybe you should give the score because I've been giving my scores a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, lately. True. I am going to give this a 6.5 out of 10.
Very nice.
I think that's a solid score.
I think
this
it fits
movie.
Pretty well.
It fits perfectly.
It's like the high mid range yes. sort of thing. Well, I'm just below you. I'm a 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10 nugs. She got the way to move me. She got the way to groove me.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts. Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.